You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by PrimeSport.
Off-season mailbag number 3 for 2017. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks as always for joining me. We're right here on the Broncos practice field where, of course, there's not much going on and won't be for a couple of months, but plenty going on in Broncos headquarters inside, of course, with the coach hirings this week for Vance Joseph's staff. But let's get started with a question about the roster from Dev Shah, who asks, what do you think the biggest need for the Broncos is? Well, it's fairly obvious to say this, but I think it's clear. It's offensive line. There were a lot of struggles up front last year, and now you have a new offensive line coach in Jeff Davidson, who's versed in power blocking schemes. Now, he has used some zone elements. I can go back to Carolina in 2008 when he was their offensive coordinator. The Panthers had an outstanding running game, and you saw power elements, but you also saw some zone concepts incorporate what the Panthers did up front that year. Of course, they had Jordan Gross and Ryan Khalil to work with. We'll see, you know, what Jeff Davidson has to work with this year in terms of personnel, but I think it's going to be a target. I think you're going to see the Broncos active in free agency on the offensive line, and I think they're going to draft on the offensive line. It's a unit that probably needs a transfusion of talent. I think we're going to see that right away, and then it's going to be up to Jeff Davidson and Mike McCoy to see if they can get the most out of that group and generate a quick turnaround and hopefully generate protection for whoever lines up at quarterback this season. Second question, speaking of quarterbacks, from Jordan Brantley. With Mike McCoy coming back as offensive coordinator, how do you see this impacting Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch in terms of their development? Well, just as important as Mike McCoy, of course, is Bill Musgrave, and he did an outstanding job developing Derek Carr in Oakland the past three seasons from a pretty raw rookie into one of the league's best quarterbacks and without whom the Raiders struggled. You could see it in week 17 when they came to Denver, just how out of sorts the Oakland offense was without Derek Carr. His growth is a testament to what Bill Musgrave did, and certainly some of the excellent play from Phillip Rivers the last 4 years is a testament to Mike McCoy and some of the game plans that he had for Phillip Rivers. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens going forward. There's going to be some alterations to the offense. You know, we'll see if it's a complete overhaul. I think there'll be some elements that carry over, but I think you're going to see a scheme that is more in line with the strengths of Siemian and Paxton Lynch. I think you could see them initially try to split the difference between the two and have a scheme that can play to both of their skill sets and allow for a true open competition, and I think that means we'll see a lot more shotgun. The Broncos last year were one of just two teams that had fewer than 50% of their snaps in the shotgun. The other is Atlanta, of course, which ran a similar scheme to the Broncos. I think you're going to see that change. We'll see more shotgun, which of course lends itself to Paxton Lynch, but also lends itself to Trevor Siemian. Don't forget, he ran offense at Northwestern with a lot of spread elements, and as a result, I think you could see a scheme that maybe benefits both of them. We'll find out going forward, but I think that's going to be the big impact of Mike McCoy on the quarterbacks and their development. Thanks for the questions. And if you want in next week's mailbag, which will be following Senior Bowl week, I'll be down in Mobile all week tracking some of the rookies to be and giving you some reports on DenverBroncos.com. But you can ask questions about that. We're going to do a lot of draft chatter in the next few weeks, of course, and months leading into the draft. But to ask me a question, go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and please use the hashtag AskMace. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.